R word with a global ring.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Is the world economy headed for recession? Well, that probability seems to be increasing. Friday's employment report was the worst in 4 years, obviously bad for the U.S. And this morning there's word Japan's economy, the world's second largest, shrank at almost twice the pace forecast. Seems to be a foregone conclusion the Fed will lower interest rates this month. Question is, by how much? Some are saying a quarter point, others a half. In Friday's session, each of the major indices were down more than 1.5%. Overnight in Tokyo, the Nikkei lost more than 2%. And in Europe at this hour, the major stock markets are little changed. The weakness of the U.S. economy has put pressure on the U.S. dollar. Currency traders in London are expecting the dollar to decline in the coming week. We have more from Stephen Beard.
The unexpected fall in U.S. payrolls in August makes it very likely the Fed will cut interest rates next week. But lower rates will make the dollar less attractive to foreign investors. It means they'll be able to earn that much more if they put their money into another currency like the euro. Some analysts reckon the dollar could hit an all-time low against the euro in the next few days. Currency fund manager Neil McKinnon.
The loss of interest rate support, worries about recession, worries about a credit crunch, are all starting to combine to weigh on the U.S. currency.
Traders are now waiting for the U.S. retail sales report for August, which is out on Friday. That report will show whether the U.S. consumer is flagging in the face of all the talk about recession. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Iraqis have been leaving their country in droves, many moving to neighboring Syria, as many as 5,000 refugees a day. But this flow of immigrants has created economic pressures for Syria. And beginning today, Syria will have new rules on immigration. Now only Iraqi businessmen and academics will be allowed to enter. Jeremy Hobson reports.
There are now more than 1.5 million Iraqi refugees in Syria. The embassy in Washington says that's costing the Syrian government $2 billion a year. Iraqi refugees aren't legally allowed to work in Syria, and Christelle Yunus with Refugees International says many bring very little with them.
People are coming with a suitcase sometimes.
Yunus says most Iraqis join the ranks of the urban poor in Damascus, and she says Syria isn't getting enough foreign aid.
Without robust, increased, and long-term international assistance, the Syrians have no other choice but to close their borders.
There are those who say Iraqi refugees are actually helping Syria economically. A report released last month by the International Monetary Fund found Iraqi refugees are boosting demand for housing and consumer goods and encouraging private investment. But the report notes most of them are living off their savings. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series exploring diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of heart disease through science and technology, premiering on PBS in October. And by the American Public Transportation Association, representing America's public transportation industry, delivering 10 billion riders annually and working for an energy-independent America. Publictransportation.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management, also sponsoring PBS's CEO Exchange, shrm.org.
The Walt Disney Company has made play its business, but the company doesn't make toys. It doesn't sell them. Disney licenses its characters to companies like Mattel and collects a royalty. But the toy recalls of the last few months has Disney fighting to protect its brand. The New York Times reports Disney will begin its own independent product testing. And the Times also reports Toys R Us will begin independent testing of toys this week. Consumer safety talks begin today between the U.S. and China on things from toys to food. The U.S. bought nearly $290 million worth of Chinese exports last year. But this isn't a one-way street. China has developed quite an appetite for some unexpected U.S. specialties. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
China's new middle class has a well-documented taste for foreign cars, haute couture, and American produce. Chinese consumers are snapping up California figs, grapes, and dates, almonds, walnuts, and pistachios. Golden State goods are luxury products in China. They cost about twice as much as China-grown versions. Kathleen Nave is president of the California Table Grape Commission. She was there when the first shipment of California grapes arrived in China 10 years ago. She says it was a big deal, complete with reporters and state officials.
When the lids were lifted off the boxes, there was just so much excitement about the beauty of the product and the size and the color and the fact that they were from California.
That novelty hasn't worn off. China imported 28,000 tons of grapes last year. That's about a fifth of the grapes California exported. Nave credits part of that growth to California's cachet.
There's something of a brand identity, you know, the sense of sunshine and beaches, and that plays well in many markets around the world.
But it's not just the chic factor. Like their U.S. counterparts, Chinese consumers are worried about food safety, and California's strict regulations give the produce a reputation for quality among Chinese consumers. In an upscale Shanghai supermarket, expectant mother Jojo is browsing California-grown nuts. She says she doesn't mind the high price. She says she's pregnant, and it's important to give her baby good food. Trade expert Ed Gresser is with the Progressive Policy Institute. He says concerns about food safety will only mean more demand for California produce in China.
Give it five more years. If things keep on the way they do, then you would really see China as a agriculture market, you know, equal to Europe and equal to Japan for the U.S.
It's already growing fast. U.S. agricultural exports to China have jumped about 150% over the last 5 years and now total more than $6.5 billion. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And you can get our new Morning Report podcast at our website. That's marketplace.org. Stop by. It's free. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.